This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, a new warning about blue light. You've probably heard how too much exposure to what comes out of our electronic devices can disrupt our sleep cycles. But new scientific evidence suggests the blue light from LED lighting also may be bad for our eyes. Dr. Zachary Robertson, an ophthalmologist with Parkland Hospital and an assistant professor of ophthalmology at UT Southwestern Medical Center, explains his concerns to me about the study.
Blue light is sort of the high end, the high energy of the visible light spectrum, and it sort of goes from blue all the way down to red. We see blue light every day. That's sort of why the sky is blue. It's because the high energy blue light is refracted by the air molecules and water in the sky. That certainly is not a new thing, right? You know, we've had blue light around forever. LEDs, however, are fairly new, and they tend to produce energy more in the spectrum of blue light. So it's more of a shifted light source toward blue, even though to our eyes it may look white or it may look some other variant of color.
How does that compare to what's called blue light coming from computers, phones, tablets, other electronic devices?
It's very similar. A lot of the difference is just based on intensity. So our smartphones, our tablets, our computers do often rely on LED technology or something similar, and they do emit blue light, but the intensity is not as great as LED headlights coming at you or some of the other things that we use LEDs for.
New scientific evidence says, though, even short-term exposure to blue light from LEDs can be harmful. I think phototoxic is the word.
Phototoxicity occurs when high energy light hits the retina and damages the internal workings of the cells and the cells that live beneath the retina. And that's true for a number of light sources. That's why laser pointers, if you look directly at them, can be damaging to the eye. A lot of these studies that look at short-term damage from high-intensity blue light are not done in humans. It's done in sort of a lab setting. And so how that translates directly and what that really means for quote-unquote screen time is still sort of up in the air.
You hear a word like phototoxicity, that sounds scary. Is the situation as scary as it sounds?
I don't think so. Most of our blue light exposure comes from the sun, and we've been living with that since the dawn of humans. The concern is how much additional blue light are we getting based on our LEDs or our phones or our tablets? And right now, the long-term, low-level exposure from those devices has been studied to be about the equivalent of a cloudy day in the UK in the dead of winter. So, you know, we're still not talking about a whole lot of blue light.
Uh-huh.
It's just, is that going to push us over the edge? All of the studies to date really demonstrate that there's no significant evidence that shows that reducing that with blue blocking glasses or filters really changes eye fatigue, eye strain, or retinal toxicity.
So is this something to be concerned about at all? Is the problem just short-term exposure, or is the real problem just overexposure to it? We're spending too much time with electronic devices, and I guess because of this study, maybe somehow too much time, what, with LEDs somehow, some way?
I certainly think that's possible. The other function of blue light is to sort of stimulate our wake and sleep cycles. People who use their phones or their tablets right before bed are getting more blue light exposure than they otherwise would in the night. And that may decrease their melatonin production and decrease their ability to fall asleep quickly. And so I think that is the at least much more real imminent risk of LED exposure and blue light exposure is the changes to our sleeping behavior. We don't really know yet fully how that's going to affect the retina.
So what should we be doing to guard against this problem, if it is indeed a problem?
Limiting screen time as much as possible, but not to the extent of that you're scared of your screen. Using sunglasses and UV blocking while you're outside, and otherwise eating a healthy diet of green leafy vegetables and colorful fruits and vegetables promote retinal health.
Is there any reason to be concerned about how much harm has been done already in terms of exposure to blue light?
My best estimate of that is no. We're in the position now with limited evidence and no way of rectifying the matter of what's already been done, and so worrying about it at this point is not going to help anyone. I think a lot of this conversation is being driven by people selling blue blocking lenses and computer screen filters.
Mm-hmm.
And there certainly may be a role for that. But right now, we don't have evidence that says that it's in the best interest of the general population to go out and buy that.
Dr. Robertson, thank you for being with me.
Appreciate it.